So I get my old van accepted for the CAP program. That's where the state buys it and they're going to dismantle it. I empty everything out, get all the paperwork done, and I head down to Pick and Pull in Moss Landing.
Well, it's about time, Richard.
And as I'm driving along, I'm starting to feel nostalgic. I'm thinking, man, this is a strong old truck. I'm going to do a lot of work. I mean, it's done so much work for me. It's protected me. I've lived in it. I've gigged all over the United States in it, slept in it. Is this really the right thing to do, to take it down, to have some guys tear it apart? Wow. I don't know, man. They put horses out to pasture. Maybe, what if I just kept it in
it? For God's sakes, it's a machine.
I registered non-operational and stored it out behind the barn.
Your van is not a sentient being.
I could go out and mess with it once in a while. I mean, it would just be there.
It's made of metal and glass and steel. It'll rust and rot and smell bad.
It's been better to me than some girlfriends have
been.
It
is not alive.
I know, I'm thinking about turning around and going back to Coralita's in it. Man, this van has protected me. It's given me shelter.
It's a machine that has no feelings for you at all.
One day, Julie and I had this horrendous fight, and we make up. We're driving along, and we go, all right. We pull off into a wooded area. We put out our sleeping bags in the back, and we make the most incredible...
Stop!
Did you really have to go there?
Tune in tomorrow to hear the fate of the van Moby Dick. Will it be sent out to pasture in Coralitas, or will it be pick and pulled for parts?